Danny, last game of the season today, what did you make of your team's performance?
Well, I think it surprised everybody that we were 2-0 down at half time. I thought we played very well. I think the first effort at goal that they had with Charlie Austin, you know, bagging a goal, which you'd expect him to do, he's a quality player, as you well know. But up until then, I don't think they'd had any sniff of goal at all. I thought we played quite well. I don't think it was a great deal of opportunities either side, but I thought in footballing terms, I thought we'd done very well for ourselves. And then obviously a mistake, and then I think the second one's an own goal.
Yeah, and Chris O'Grady and Danny Rose were linking up quite well up top.
Yeah, they did very well. I thought, you know, the young lads who came in showed a lot of promise today. And against a quality team as well, you know. I mean, I know that Harry made a lot of changes, but the changes he made were taking quality out and putting quality in, you know, and that's the benefit of having a good squad. But saying that, you know, I thought we held our own for large parts of the game.
How nice was it to finally break that home duct in the second half and Chris O'Grady nodded home?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, the two balls that we put in the box in the first few minutes of the second half from both came in from Dale Jennings, believe it or not. They were quality balls in there, and we were encouraging him to do that, you know, all season basically, and certainly today he refused a few of them. And there are opportunities that you've got to take, and it's not necessarily the goals that come from it, you know. But you put some teams under pressure if they know that somebody can produce balls like that all the time. Then it's got to be a difficult to defend against them, and thankfully got a goal from it. Again, went the other end, and they've shown their quality and getting their third goal and giving a bit of breathing space again. But like I said before, I think, you know, there's large parts of the game we can feel proud of.
Is it frustrating that it's come down to the last day and the likes of Jim O'Brien and Peter Ramage and a couple of others are just coming back into the team and did ever so well today?
Well, that's football for you, isn't it? You know, you can't pick and choose when you've got everybody fit. I wish you could, you know, but unfortunately you can't do that. But overall, you know, I think that the contribution that the lads have had and, you know, over the period of time has been immense in large cases. Of the players, you know, some of the lone lads and Rams in particular, you know, he's been a credit to himself. Sadly, you know, we'll not be able to see him. Maybe again next year, we never know. But certainly in the morning time, I'm delighted with his contribution to the team.
It'll have been a great experience for the youngsters that got on the bench, and particularly for James Brie, who got some game time.
Yeah, we you know, although we're not putting high expectations on these boys, I think it was important to have them around us, you know, and get a feel of the fabric of Oakwell when it's full. In terms of, you know, playing against a really top team as QPR, I think it will hopefully put him in good stead and whet their appetite for next season.
It was quite a moving sort of standing ovation for Bobby Hassel when he come on. Is that the last we're going to see of him at Oakwell?
I don't know.
Have you got some big decisions?
Is he moving from Barnes?
No, I just say it's some big decisions to make this week, obviously.
Yeah, of course it is, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of decisions to be made, and like I said, one or two will be popular, one or two won't be, you know. But we're not in the business of keeping people happy all the time. We have to make sure that we're competitive next year. We've got the right blend of players that's coming through the door, and there'll be a large influx of that. And to make sure that's got the balance, and obviously some players have to leave, but it's, you know, I'd expect anybody to say, you know, the club will always come first.
And now that the season's over, you're looking forward to finally getting stuck into this rebuilding process?
Well, it started, you know, a few weeks ago, quite honestly, you know, that we're trying to get recruitment and having people set up and hopefully ready to move when we get the opportunity. But it'll be hard, it'll be dragged out in some areas, you know, very protracted talks, I'm sure. But you know, the bottom line is at the end of the season. The end of pre-season and the beginning of the new season. Then we'll have a team that will be able to compete very well next year.
Have you got your targets in place already, or is that still being developed?
Yeah, they're still being developed. Yeah, they're not. There's one or two that we've got our eyes on. But you know what it's like. You know, and I'll say it again. You know, I said last week, players will. They'll say yes, they'll come to you, then all of a sudden we'll just wait a few weeks and see what's around the corner. So we play a waiting game in most cases, but the sooner we get things done, the better it'll be for everybody.